friends, this is Bob Elson aboard the 20th Century Limited, one of the world's great trains, where we have a host of travelers today and some very interesting people. We have a well-known educator and biologist as our guest on the Century today, Mr. Thomas A. Hart, who is the Dean of the School of Arts and Science and Professor of Biology of Roosevelt College. For 2 years during the war, he was commanding officer of a malaria survey unit in New Guinea in the Philippines, for which he received a Bronze Star for his work in scrub typhus. Mr. Hart, that must have been a rather awful and a rather interesting experience.
Yes, it was. It involved a very serious outbreak of scrub typhus on Good Enough Island, where the deaths ranged upward to 30%. The outbreak caused by soldiers coming in contact with a small mite. It's a blood disease which produces serious circulatory disorders, blood disorders, heart failure, and eventually death through pneumonia.
Uh-huh.
Our outfit was given the job of trying to control this outbreak. Unfortunately, the outbreak took place in a large hospital area where men then would go in for a sprained ankle or a broken leg, but would contract typhus and die. The control measures involved an intensive rat campaign against the rodents in the area and practically denuding the entire area of grass and trees and any place where rats could hide.
Didn't you do some work for the Health and Sanitation Department in Bolivia?
Yes, the work down there was malaria control. That's really my field. The Institute of Inter-American Affairs, through the coordinator's office, sent a great many people to South America, to each one of the countries. My job was controlling malaria in the lowlands of Bolivia. And the job involved training personnel, taking personnel out to the field, and they're putting in practice the latest measures in malaria control, such as the application of DDT, both to houses and to places where the mosquitoes breed.
I was going to ask you about the causes of malaria.
Malaria is caused by the bite of a mosquito, the Anopheles mosquito, the female of the variety. And it breeds in streams and ponds, and then comes and lodges in houses, and at nighttime bites individuals who have malaria. That way the mosquito gets it. Later on, it's possible for that mosquito to transfer malaria to another person.
What about the interest in the field of biology today among the young people? Is there considerable interest?
Yes, considerable interest, providing it's presented in a human fashion. And by human, I mean that biology not be presented from the standpoint of frogs and worms, and the various other ugly animals that people shy away from. We found that if biology is treated from the human standpoint, that is, if we start out with the human being, that then we get more interest.
Well, Mr. Hart, it's been very nice having this chat with you in the Century, and I hope you'll try a shave with our product. It's Crank Shave Cream with Diexin. It's the blue for the lather and the green for the brushless. And again, thanks so much for being our guest.
Thank you, sir.
And that was Mr. Thomas A. Hart, the Dean of the School of Arts and Science and Professor of Biology at Roosevelt College. I'm going to ask Mr. William J. Carroll to be our guest. He is associated with Lowry & Company of New York, who are well-known sugar brokers. Mr. Carroll, what is the situation today in sugar?
Ample supplies and weak insofar as prices are concerned. We look for a decline, further decline in price within the next probably 2 or 3 weeks.
Where does all the sugar come from, Mr. Carroll?
Well, all the sugar comes from various parts of the world. Philippine Islands, Puerto Rico, Cuba, Peru, beets in the west and on the west coast, Hawaii, and towns in the, through the south, Louisiana and Florida.
Does it vary in quality? Where does the best come from?
Well, there's no such thing as best because it's refined from the raw state. Both as far as beets are concerned and also the cane. And in the final product, you cannot tell the difference.
I see. What about the sugar-eating habits of people all over the world? Do they use as much sugar in other countries as we do in the United States?
No, we're the largest individual consumers of sugar in the world. We have a per capita consumption of over 100 pounds per individual, where it runs as low as probably about 10 pounds per capita in China and places of that nature.
Do they and these other countries use the same types as we do, like granulated
yes,
sugar?
Yes, they use granulated, but they might not use as highly refined as we do. Like the sugar coming from India is not as highly refined. But they do buy sugar from this country, and we ship it abroad. So it's the same identical sugar as we have for our table and manufacturing uses here.
Yeah. What about the use of lump sugar? Do they use that in other parts
they
of the world?
They do, in France to some degree, and also in England. We, of course, use it here, to, as you know, to a great extent, for table use.
What about the old type of tall cones of sugar?
They still make those in North Africa and in parts of India.
You don't see any of those anymore around
here? Yes, you do, occasionally. Occasionally, they, matter of fact, they started to make them over here for sale abroad.
Oh,
they didn't have the sugar, yeah.
I see. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Carroll, for being our guest. And here is a blue package of Crank's new Rich Lather Brush Shave Cream containing the amazing Discovery Dioxin. And once you use it, I'm sure you'll never want to shave with anything else.
Thank you very much.
And that was Mr. William J. Carroll, who is associated with Lowry & Company of New York, well-known sugar brokers. Men, you'll have to hurry if you want to take advantage of our sensational bargain offer because it ends very soon. The makers of Crank Shave Cream are offering the nationally famous Style King men's belt with a beautiful, genuine, dirty old, non-tarnishable buckle that gleams like gold. It's a real beauty. It has a patented giant grip and comes in sizes from 22 to 62 inches with any initial you desire handsomely raised on the buckle. You'd expect to pay at least $3 for a belt like this and consider it a wonderful buy. But if you act now and mail in a Crank Shave Cream box top and only 50 cents to Crank's, Box 831, Chicago, your belt will be sent to you right away and postpaid. Remember, whether you prefer a brushless shave or a rich brush and lather shave, you can now enjoy the benefits of whisker-wilting Dioxin in Crank Shave Cream. Within seconds, Dioxin absorbs the water-resisting film on your whiskers, lets the water soak right into the hairs for quick, easy, and comfortable shaving. Your face feels as smooth as silk, marvelously sleek and refreshed. So buy a jar or tube of either Crank's Brushless Shave Cream in the green package or Crank's new Rich Lather Brush Shave Cream in the blue package. Be sure to tell us the initial and belt size you want. But hurry, because this offer ends midnight, March the 14th. Just send in a Crank's box top and 50 cents for each belt you order and mail to Crank's, that's K-R-A-N-K-S, Box 831, Chicago, Illinois. We have one of Hollywood's outstanding actors and also one of Hollywood's nicest people as our guest on the Century today. We had as our guest about a year ago, Mr. Robert Young, who was on his way to New York in the interest of a new picture that he's recently made called Relentless. Bob, it's nice to see you again.
Thank you, Robert. It's a name that's easy to remember, isn't it?
I should say so. Tell us a little bit about Relentless. Who'd you make it for?
For Columbia Pictures. I might put in a plug for my own little company called Cavalier Productions. We produced it for Columbia Release.
Uh-huh.
It's in Technicolor. Shall I tell you all about it?
Yeah, well, tell us a little bit
time
about it
anyway.
Well, we've got time. What is it about?
Well, it's a Western. We like to think of it as being a little different than the usual Western in the sense that it hasn't... we've got a couple of cows in it, but there are no stampedes. We've got a couple of horses, and there's some shooting in it, but not the... And I don't stand off more than four or five guys at one time, you know? Matter of fact, I'm just a tired cowpoke.
What about, do you have a chance to see how fast you are on the draw?
No, I always carry it in my hand, and I don't have to draw it.
I imagine that you were telling me about who was in the cast with you.
There's Marguerite Chapman, Hakeem Tamiroff, Barton McLean, Willard Parker.
Tamiroff is a great favorite of mine. I enjoy him in any sort of picture.
Oh, he's a very sweet guy. He's a wonderful actor, and somehow or other has been typed in Hollywood as a villain. And personally, is probably one of the sweetest, calmest, nicest guys you'd ever want to meet in your life.
Bob, what about, haven't you made a new picture called Sitting Pretty?
That's right. That's for 20th Century Fox. I understand that'll be released in April. That's with Maureen O'Hara and Clifton Webb. Very cute little picture, comedy. We hope it'll be funny.
You were talking about your own company, Cavalier. How long has that been organized?
Well, that's just a little baby. It's only about a year and a half old now, but... my partner, Eugene B. Rodney, and I have high hopes of making it into something rather important someday.
What'll that mean, that eventually or someday that you might be doing all the pictures for your own company?
I think so. I hope so. Of course, that all depends on stories. That is the prime requisite of any motion picture. You have to get the scripts and the stories, and we hope to someday develop it to a point where we have our own backlog of stories. Of course, Just starting out, that's a little difficult right now.
Yes, when a real good, or say there's a bestseller on the market that everybody's reading, is there an awful lot of bargaining for that, I mean by all the companies?
Yes, there is, and at the moment that's a little over our head. The price is paid for current bestsellers usually gets into the astronomical figures where we can't compete. At the moment, we have to depend on trying to unearth old stories, perhaps that have been overlooked or forgotten in some way, and develop them into screenplays. Someday, we hope to be in the position where we can buy in the current market and New York plays and so forth.
Do you spend all your time in Hollywood, or do you have a home someplace else?
Well, I have a little farm in Carmel Valley, which is about 300 miles from Hollywood.
Carmel is really beautiful, isn't it?
It's a gorgeous spot, yeah. I take my kids up there, and we have a wonderful time.
I was going to ask you, you're quite a father with four girls. How are they?
Well, they're just wonderful, thank you.
How are their ages?
They're 14, 10, 4, and 2.
14, 10, 4, and 2?
That's right, yeah. I've had to stand an awful lot of canter jokes on account of that, you know.
You're one away, huh?
Yeah, one away. I think I gave up, yeah. Well, I conceded Canada victory.
Bob, it's been awfully nice having you as our guest again on the Century, and I wish you all the success in the world.
Thank you.
You've had for many, many years. And here's a tube of our product. It's Crank Shave Cream with Dioxin, the blue for the lather and the green for the brushless. And thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you, Bob.
And that was one of Hollywood's outstanding actors who has made several new pictures, Relentless and a new one called Sitting Pretty, Mr. Robert Young. Friends, be sure to send for several of these handsome belts we're offering. And remember, the buckle is genuine, non-tarnishable Deriold with any initial you want. This offer, which ends at midnight, March the 14th, may never be made again. So hurry, hurry. Just get a jar or tube of either Crank's New Rich Lather Shave Cream or Crank's Brushless Shave Cream, both containing whisker-wilting Dioxin. Mail the box top with your name and address, belt size, and initial with only 50 cents to Crank's, that's K-R-A-N-K-S, Box 831, Chicago, Illinois, and your belt will be mailed postpaid. And you'll say thanks to Cranks for a perfect shave. And now the Century's all set to pull out for New York. And this is Bob Elson saying goodbye for today from the world-famous streamliner, the 20th Century Limited.